stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
For I will be the only thing that can save you. For I, through my Son, have brought a cross into your life. For I, through my Son, have brought the cleansing of the blood into your life. Receive ye it, says the Lord.
Time is short. The end days is upon you, saith the Lord.
The church has set its course. Those for me, those that are going the wrong way. And my heart is troubled by that. But I knew these things, and I have said so and declared so in my word.
Saith your Father God.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, last time I spoke on our blessings, and we have many, don't we? But the other side of that is curses, as found in Hosea 4, 1 and 6. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. Because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Doesn't that scare you? Oh, disobedient children of America, it sure does me. If you haven't turned your life over to Jesus yet, please do. My heart bleeds for people who are walking around blind to the signs, like zombies. My friends, stay prayed up and diligently seek God and His Word every day. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Thank you, Sister Sharon. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. Welcome to Signs Radio. As Sharon and I expose the false tonight, are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9, which reads, I, John, who am also your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. My friends, as brothers, we are also companions in tribulation. My, oh my, 2013 is upon us. Are you ready? And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. That's a big amen. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support, just like any true church needs your support, in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. No matter what the amount, large or small, it helps Signs stay on the air. That is, if you want to help keep Signs on the air, and it just might increase your joy by sending a love gift to Post Office Box 122. The rest of the address will be heard at the end of the program. Have your pen and paper ready. There is an urgent need. November was almost $200 short of paying for radio time, and December was over $200 short, and the Signs radio account is out of money. And now the need for January programming is $620 added on to all that. Makes a total of over $1,000. That need is urgent, and the Wednesday's 50-70 program will not be on much longer without your love gift support. It will be gone by the end of January. We need a miracle. Please, my friends, pray with me that God will touch hearts out there, and this need will be covered, and we can get back on doing what we do best, exposing the faults and getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be destroyed, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Verse 13, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Watchman, comment, hallelujah, amen, I'm ready. How about you? 2013 is upon us as we hasten toward the second and last coming of Jesus Christ, as we see before our very eyes the signs of the last days, the end times. Oh, how quickly it seems that the end days of 2012 began to hasten as an Antichrist form of world control and domination, even though, as I told you, the Mayan calendar end of days was wrong. But that end of days did not happen December 21st, 2012, and it does not mean that there will not be a true truth, biblical end of days, as we read in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. There will come a time in God's timing that the heavens being on fire shall be destroyed, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Though that time is not yet here, it is closer than you might think. However, faint not those who are God's, for when you are saved by Jesus' blood in Jesus' name, you entered into the promise of Almighty God in verse 13. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Hallelujah, amen. Grab on to that one, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ's return is at hand. Are you watching and ready? Enough said. Get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's enter into the promise of that new heaven and new earth as we get right and ready on tonight's program, so we can, in true truth, proclaim without fear, because fear is the opposite of faith, don't you know? Revelation chapter 22, verse 20, come soon, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
yea, saith the Lord, there will come a time, and a time very soon, when the things done in secret are shouted from the housetops. But already those who are in secret are revealing themselves and who they are. They are swelled with pride, for they have accomplished in their minds so much that they are putting forward their ability to control the world. But I say unto you, the things that they have yet to say are still kept secret. These things are all in preparation for the man of sin, for the unholy one to stand in his place of prominence, saith the Lord.
I am a still small voice, says the Lord unto his people, and my heart cries that you might hear my voice, says God. Know my heart, says the Lord. Allow me to comfort you in all areas, that there is no hidden area in your life, that all is exposed unto me. For I cry out, says the Lord unto his people.
And now another True Truth quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Bible. My, on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Matthew chapter 10, verses 21 and 22. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Watchman comment. Those verses seem to reflect the crazy, mixed-up world you and I live in today. Brother against brother, children rising up against what their parents taught them. Yes, and in some places in this 666 end days world, some are even being put to death because of the deception and strong delusion upon the earth. It seems we are entering into a time of hatred like never before. So it is very important that the second part of Matthew chapter 10, verse 22 be understood. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Enduring is a major part of the Christian life, for the central theme running all through the Gospels is in the suffering of Jesus, and like him, we are to endure sufferings. It is all part of the overcomers being trained to reign with Christ at the last day. Revelation chapter 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. My dearest friends, fear not, for blessed and holy will you be as you take part in the first resurrection. For then you will not be under the power of the second death. That is reserved for all who refuse the promises of the I Am, the one true Almighty Yahweh. But if you stand firm in your faith, the second death has no power to take you, and you can take that to the bank. Amen and amen, my dear friends. At this time, there are no sponsors for this January program because I am still struggling to get the $200 loss in November and the $200 loss in December covered. Please pray and ask the Lord what He would have you send as a love gift to help. The need is urgent. Dear Lord, I pray tonight, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. Amen. If it is Your will and You do not touch hearts, or those hearts touched do not respond, I will have to cancel Wednesday nights, as You know, Lord. Now, my friends, the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. New Gay Bible, homophobic misinterpretation of key verses. New Gay Bible, titled The Queen James Bible. The assault on gay rights almost always comes from a belief that the Bible says homosexuality is a sin. Gay marriage is at the forefront of religious and political debate, and it all stems from people's opinions on biblical translation. The Queen James Bible is a new Bible that hopes to put an end to the debate and arm gay Christians and their supporters with a Bible of their own. Watchmen comment, what abominable falsehood. This is the devil's own translation that will lie and twist Holy Scripture to call sin good, call right wrong and wrong right. These perverted gays will still go to hell. It doesn't matter if they have this Bible or not, because the original King James Bible is true. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 18. I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 5. And they will deceive every one his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. My. And those are only a few verses that the Lord has put in His holy word to counteract these apostate gays who think they can be still Christian and be gay. They cannot. Continuing. Blood moon eclipses. Attention, is Second Coming in 2015? Can studying Nassau's website provide evidence for Jesus' return? A minister uses Nassau forecasting to study signals of Jesus' return. His name, Mark Blitz, pastor of El Shaddai Ministries in Bonnie Lake, Washington, believes that a rare string of lunar and solar eclipses set to fall on God's annual holy days 7 years from now could herald what's come to be known as the second coming of Jesus. Blitz, quote, it means a signal, kind of like, one if by land, two if by sea. It's like God wants to signal us, he said. The Hebrew word implies, not only is it a signal, but it's a signal for coming or his appearing. Close quote. Watchman comment, well, I don't think we're going to have to wait 7 years, folks, but he could be right. You never know. Continuing. New Army manual orders soldiers not to criticize Taliban or anything related to Islam. Here is a strong indicator that the Obama administration's crusade to appease Islam has gone too far. A new U.S. military handbook for troops deployed in the Middle East orders soldiers, doesn't ask them, it orders soldiers not to make derogatory comments about the Taliban or criticize pedophilia, among other outrageous things. It gets better. The new manual, which is about 75 pages, suggests the Western ignorance of Afghan culture, not Taliban infiltration, is responsible for the increase in deadly attacks by Afghan soldiers against the coalition forces. The soon-to-be-released Army Handbook is still being drafted, but a mainstream newspaper got a sneak preview and published an article that should infuriate the American taxpayers funding the never-ending war on terror. Watchman comment, do you believe me now when I tell you Obama is an Islamist Muslim, not a Christian? Continuing, U.S. doctors fight U.N. ban on preservative in vaccines. In a move likely to stroke an already raging debate over the safety of the vaccines routinely given to children, America's largest organization for pediatricians is strongly objecting to a proposal by the United Nations to ban a mercury-containing preservative from the world's vaccine supply. Thimerosal, which has been used in vaccines since the 1930s to prevent bacteria and other pathogens from growing in multi-dose vials of the vaccines, is implicated in the ban because it contains ethyl mercury. Watchman comment, do you believe my warnings about the dangerous chemicals in vaccines now? They put this stuff in there, this Thimerosal, to stop viruses, pathogens, from growing in the vials of vaccines? Oh boy, do you want one of those vials injected in you? I sure don't. Continuing. In a secret government agreement granted without approval or debate from lawmakers, the U.S. Attorney General recently gave the National Counterterrorism Center sweeping new powers to store dossiers of U.S. citizens, even if they are not suspected of a crime, according to the report. Earlier this year, Attorney General Eric Holder granted the center the ability to copy entire government databases holding information on flight records, casino employees lists, the names of America's hosting foreign exchange students, and other data, and store it for up to 5 years, even without suspicion that someone in the database has committed a crime. My. The last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Neurological disorder, MFF, found to be caused by vaccines. Scientific proof. MMS is a little-known condition that can trigger persistent and debilitating symptoms similar to those associated with the multiple sclerosis, MS, and fibromyalgia, but it is also one that the medical profession at large is still unwilling to acknowledge. And yet, emerging research continues to show that microphagic myofasciitis, or MFF, is a very real condition brought about as a direct result of vaccines that contain aluminum adjuvants, which then become lodged in muscle tissue in the human body and lead to severe neurological damage and other problems inside the human body. First identified in 1998, MFF is characterized by debilitating muscle and joint pain, chronic inflammation, and incapacitating fatigue. Though clearly distinct from both fibromyalgia and MS, which are also now believed by many to be neurological conditions triggered by vaccines, MMF is similar in that it appears to involve the loss of the fatty layer myelin sheaths that protect nerves. Watchman comment, do you believe my warnings about the very dangers of drugs and vaccines and the hospitals and doctors that recommend them now? My wife and I do not get the flu because we do not get flu shots. Be observant. When somebody has the flu, ask them, did you get a flu shot recently? See what they say. Continuing. Christian parents group to sue school over yoga classes. A group of Christian parents in California have threatened to sue a school district for introducing yoga in classrooms. The growing popularity of yoga is forcing U.S. public schools to address the question of whether it is a religious practice or simply exercise. In an attempt to fend off any legal action, names of yoga positions have been changed to terms like airplane and pancake. Watchman comment, they can change the name of Satan, but Satan's still Satan. Yoga is an occult practice, a satanic practice. You can change Satan's name to Good Guy, but he is still Satan, and yoga is still occult worship of Hindu satanic gods. Stay away from yoga. If you're a Christian, you are jeopardizing your Christianity. Continuing. New study predicts climate extremes for the eastern U.S. A study conducted by researchers at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, shows the region will be hotter and wetter. The study found that heat waves will become more severe in most regions of the eastern United States. The Northeast and Eastern Midwest will experience a greater increase in heat waves than the Southeast, which will almost equalize the temperatures between the North and current South. My, my, my. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled, Belief is Not Truth. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly urgently needed in January, as I will have to cancel Wednesday night soon, as I said at the beginning of the program, if support does not come in. There has been a major loss to this program in both November and December, and now January's bill will be coming in for $620. That's $1,000, folks. Please, if you can give something, just pray and ask God if you should help, and then if the Lord is touching your heart to help me turn darkness into light and keep this program on the air, please write. You can remain anonymous by leaving your return address off and enclosing cash. If you are ready to write, here's the address. Signs, spelled SIGNS, P.O., Box 122, Town is Lyle, spell that, LISLE, State is New York, abbreviate NY, Zip 13797. I will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support in Post Office Box 122 this week. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed. Title, Belief is Not Truth. John chapter 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Belief, my friends, is not truth. That is one of the greatest deceptions of our time. The idea that if I believe something, it has to be true. No, it doesn't. I run into it all of the time. Self-deception is the most dangerous deception of all. There is nothing more startling than to learn too late that what you believed was not true. In fact, believing in something that is not true is the cause of most problems that face America. Jesus told us that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I hear folks repeat that verse often, yet they do not take the time to think about what they have just said. Truth alone does not make you free. Truth only makes you free if you know it is true truth. Believing something true is not enough. As the old saying goes, seeing is believing, but believing is not the same as knowing. Believing requires faith. Knowing does not. In fact, another old saying is this, that you can't believe your eyes. Belief is dependent on the credibility of the source. And, my dear listening friends, does it really matter from whom you receive your information? Yes, it does. Amen. For the true truth comes only from a true truth preacher like Brother Johnson, called by Yahweh's own voice and ordained by Yahweh to preach and teach true truth. It does not matter if someone talks to you with a bad attitude about me. The true truth in my prophecy voice will not be changed, no matter what someone says falsely about me, as I rebuke Satan and those being used by Satan. Amen and amen. Some false truthers tell us that, number one, God does not judge people. Two, God loves everyone. Three, God does not get angry with sinners. Four, Jehovah and Allah are the same God. The false truthers also tell us that, five, a person is a Christian if he or she says that he or she is one. Six, Christians should not offend people. Seven, truth is relative. Eight, Christians are not supposed to judge. My, my, my. But what if they are wrong? And they are wrong. Some false truth comes from a true truth verse being taken as the only verse on the subject, such as number 8, that Christians are not to judge. Like Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, judge not that ye not be judged. Amen? But then the very next verse in Matthew 7, verse 2, that they don't pay attention to, says, for what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. So if we are not to judge at all, Would you rather be judged that you did nothing or judged by your right and correct judgments you have made? What you still do not understand, listen to Matthew chapter 7, verse 5. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Now do you understand why I say get right and get ready? It takes a little understanding of Scripture and reading it correctly and understanding it correctly to know that one can judge, especially a Christian, and especially someone like myself. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. The last days are not coming. They are here. Get ready, get ready, get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now, I preached all their call in a church service.
Homosexual, I'm speaking to you because your words are not pure. I'm speaking to you because you do not know God. The only God that you say you know, I'm telling you straightforward, is a false God. So I'm saying to you today, turn away from your sin and come to know the true God who will change what comes out of your mouth and how it comes out of your mouth. And he'll give you a language that is pure and clean, and that it will clean your spirit so that you will not be overcome.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in right now today. Fear is the opposite of faith, don't you know? My, oh my, this Wednesday program is getting close to being canceled due to lack of support. $400 minimum is needed, as November and December were short that much to be able to pay for radio time, and it needs to be put back, or I'll have to cancel tonight's program. And if it is canceled, it will not be possible to get this time slot back. Even if the money does come in, someone will take it and they'll keep it because it's a good slot to be after True News. So please remember, tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. 9 p.m. Eastern, you calculate your time. And please do not forget to pray about helping to keep tonight's program on the air. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you. Now, here's that address to write again to check what you wrote before, but it will be much faster. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. There were two calls from last Wednesday's program, and those are the first two calls I've received on Wednesdays in quite a while. And there are no letters to read in support of keeping Wednesday night's program on the air. Not one. One call last Wednesday was from my dear friend out in Ohio, who was so faithful to call and let me know how well he can hear the program. And the other was asking about Carnivora Venus Fly. To that caller, if you're listening, I ask that you call back and give me your address or write me a letter, as my answer to your question is lengthy, and I can't put it on the air. There's no time. I will send it to you in letter form, if you'll call or write. But let me say this. Be careful of the many fly-by-night supplements that you have no idea what they contain. Now, my dear friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial as I say it. Here it comes. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that is preparing you and many others around the whole world for the last days and end times and the return of Jesus Christ for his church. Amen. Are you a part of that church? Please pray about sending help to keep this program on the air. It is needed urgently. You will be blessed with the joy of the Lord, and that's the true truth. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I must cancel Wednesday night soon unless support comes in, and I'd really like to stop saying this. Signs listeners are the best, and they know the truth that will set them free.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.